Welcome to Coaching Conversations with your hosts, Paul Marks and Tom Yates. Episode 8, An Introduction to Powerful Coaching Questions. Hello again, Paul.
Hey, we're back again, Tom, and this time we're exploring questions, right?
We are going to be rocking around the questions today. Yeah.
joking aside, we did actually say that we were going to do a podcast in the last one, didn't we? About how, you know, we need to be, well, in the last podcast, we were talking about speaking as a coach. And of course, we did start to breach, you know, into the area of asking powerful questions. So today, we're going to take that a bit further, seeing as questioning is an important part of being an effective coach and asking, you know, powerful questions. Where do you want to start, Tom, with this today?
Yeah, Paul, in our last podcast, we were talking about how we speak as a coach, and we did kind of touch on the types of things we shouldn't be doing when we are communicating with our coachee. For example, you know, not giving advice, not focusing on problems, avoid using too much detail, avoid asking why questions. And so now as we move into what we should be doing as a coach, we're going to be talking about three main areas of coaching that of coaching questions that really can help our coachee derive insight.
Okay. So what we like to do today is look at, you know, three different types of questions that we can ask that will really help our coachee get insight. And that's an important point, because I think we want to tie in here as well the ICF coaching competencies here around powerful questions. And I'm just referring to that now, actually. Tom, there was one particular areas of the competency that you were very interested in, I do remember, and that was, you know, coaches should be asking questions that evoke discovery, insight, commitment, or action. What are your thoughts around that?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my favorite kind of sub-competencies. It's in within the evoking awareness. It's exactly within the old ICF competencies under powerful questioning. And I really love that, because I think as a coach, and I teach this to a lot of my students, think to yourself when you are asking questions, are you asking questions that are enabling your coachee to create new discovery, new awareness about themselves? Or are you asking questions that are helping them to develop a deeper insight into what they really want? Or are you asking questions that are helping them to build the commitment and motivation that they need to really be able to be successful in their goals? Or are you asking questions that allow them to know the types of actions they need to take to complete their goals? So I always think about that, you know, discovery, insight, commitment, or action. What kind of question are you asking that's helping them to consider one of these areas?
And Tom, having those four keywords in mind is a nice way of, I think, guiding your questions a little bit as well. Or at least it's sort of a criteria that you can use to check in on your own questions. Now, starting off with that, of course, as we said, with coaching, very often it's important to start with having, or at least having the coachee think around what they want to achieve, whether, you know, it be a goal or an objective. And so we want to start off very often with what we might consider to be called vision questions, which lead people to structure, or possibly word, maybe the word design even, a future of how they want something to be.
Yeah, vision questions are, I think, the type of question that we should be using most with our coachee, especially when we want them to really gain awareness of what they want and to see it in their mind in a clear way, to actually step in to the goal that they desire. I when I'm listening to a coaching recording from one of my students, that it seems like these questions oftentimes are not asked. And I always reinforce in my students, spend time, you know, there's so many different interesting ways that you can you can, you know, expand the vision of the goal in your coachee as well. So we really need to spend the time to do that.
Mm. And you mentioned this in the last podcast that sometimes we kind of set up a goal a bit too quick. And I think you referred to somebody that you were coaching that was looking at losing weight. And initially they'd come up with a goal of, right, yeah, in the next 3 months I want to lose, I don't know, 10 kilos or something like that. And like you said, although it is a smart goal, it's specific, it's measurable, it's probably achievable, timely, et cetera. It's not that inspiring, is it? It just doesn't sound very motivating. But as you did during that conversation, I remember you saying that you took the person to the next level and you started asking questions like, well, what would it be like when you achieve this? Or what would you be doing differently? Because it really adds much more context and value to the goal rather than it just being sort of a very clean cut, you know, goal. We need something that's inspiring, right?
Yeah, for sure. One thing, tool I like to use is the time machine. And I don't know if you've used this before or not, Paul, but it's really fun when you are helping your coachee to describe to themselves the effects of the goal. You can say, hey, I would love for you and me to go into time machine and go 1 year from now. So let's get into the time machine. Okay, it's 1 year from now, and you have achieved your goal. And let's step out of the time machine, and you tell me everything you see and hear and can touch and everyone you're talking to. Just start telling me what you're noticing that's different. And how do you feel now that you've been able to do all of this? And you know, look out your window, and what do you see? You know, so just spend time wandering around the achievement of your goal and how has it changed your entire world and how has it changed you? And say, okay, that's great. Now let's get back into the time machine. We're going back to now. Okay, we're back in the present now. Now tell me, what kinds of things do you need to start doing to be able to reach that goal? Mm-hmm. And we're, go ahead.
So, yeah. Sorry, yeah, continue, Tom. Yeah, it was just funny. I was just thinking of the Back to the Future for some reason when you were saying that. I got that in my mind, like coaching Back to the Future. Anyway, continue, Tom. I interrupted.
No, that's okay. One thing I like to emphasize with my coaching students, and this is something that I was taught as well. I've heard it in different ways. One is like a bridge, or the other is like a soccer goalie post. Let's say you have the two posts on the side going up, right? One is the current reality, and the other post is the vision or the goal achieved or whatever. And then you have the what do you call that pole that goes across that the crossbar? Yeah. So that crossbar, that is the gap in the understanding. That is that when we have that clear crossbar, then that provides us the bridge from where we are to where we want to be. So we need to kind of like go back and forth. And the more that we explore our vision and where we are and our vision and where we are, it starts to create this pattern, this understanding of what we need to do to create that crossbar and to strengthen it and make it stronger and stronger. And I really feel the stronger that crossbar and the more visible and understandable that crossbar is, the closer to understanding, to insight, to knowing what you really need to do to get from point A to point B becomes.
Mm, so true. So it's really about, you know, trying to get real clarity, and then you like you said, you're sort of developing then the steps, which leading to what we might consider to be planning questions, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I always try to say that, you know, asking vision questions, asking where we are right now, creating deeper awareness. We can't rush that. That should be like the heart of our conversation, right? But like you said, you know, our job is to help our coachee get results, right? That's the that's the end point. If we don't give them any results, we've had some nice talks, but they've just spent money and they're not really, you know, getting what they hope to get. So planning is very important as well. Would you like to talk a little bit about what you think of planning, Paul?
Yeah. And the important thing here is you need to have a goal in order to be able to plan, right? You need to have, You need to have a target. You need to have a destination. And I think with planning questions as well, when we're doing this, we want to make sure that when we're asking these types of questions, that we manage the, you know, the emotions of the coachee as well, and to get them to think pragmatically about the steps. And again, during planning, when we're asking planning questions, we're almost sort of asking them to explore what possible steps that they could take. You know, it's more about not coming up with it, you know, straight away, but giving them space to really explore some actions or some ideas that they could go, you know, forward with. And very often when, I have to say, when people have a very clear goal in mind, it seems to be much easier for these sort of planning steps to be put in place.
I would agree. When we've spent enough time exploring where we are, where we want to go, oftentimes the planning pops out of that naturally, right? It's an organic thing. Yeah.
I think that's really it, because it starts like the creative juices start to flow once people get inspired or ignited by, you know, a new vision or a new idea of, you know, moving forward. And again, as a coach, we're not there to tell them, you know, which step is the best step. That's up to them to decide, and the order of that, that's up to them to decide as well. So we just want to ask questions that help them to start to plan that journey ahead.
Yeah. So the, you know, questions you might ask might be something like, so based on what we've discussed so far, what do you think would be the next best step for you to take? Or, you know, now that you really understand what you need and what you want, what's your next step? Or even like, well, how will you know when you've been successful? Yeah, just and that may start like what you said. I think it kind of like gets the juices, you know, going and helps them to figure out like their different options. And it's good also, I think you and I both know that it's good to try to come up with as many options as possible, right? To brainstorm. Sometimes I feel some of the coaches I hear overdo it a little bit, but we should push and stretch our coachee a little bit to go beyond their first or second like ideas. I always feel that they probably already have a couple ideas in their mind that they'll get out, but then there might be that third or fourth idea that if we just kind of nudge them a little bit, they're going to come up with something that they hadn't thought of before.
Yes, you're right. And also changing the way that you frame these types of questions. So for example, sometimes when you ask people about planning moving forward, quite often you'll get people say things like, I don't know. That's a very common answer. And for a lot of coaches, especially when they first start off, it's like, oh, what do I do now? But by changing the perceptual positioning of the question can also help people to think outside the box when coming up with these types of planning, you know, these ideas or these options. So for example, if somebody finds it difficult to come up with a plan, you know, a plan or options moving forward, you could also ask questions about the past. So has there ever been a time in the past where you've done something similar and it worked for you? What steps did you take? So we're moving their perception. Or you can go the opposite way in a sense, like, do you know anybody that's done this successfully before? Is there anyone out there that's a role model for you? And what do you think they did? So you're sort of shifting away from that blockage if it should happen, giving it a different perspective.
Yeah, right. Or a similar type of question is, think of someone that you really admire, can be living or dead, fictional, non-fictional, and they might say like maybe Abraham Lincoln. So you would say, well, what advice would Abraham Lincoln give you about this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot around this. There's a lot.
There are tons of ways. Yeah, and this is something that we would go over as well, and we'll probably be exploring in more advanced coaching questioning techniques in future podcasts, but also in our class we do a lot about it. And like you said, Paul, sometimes when, I always feel when someone says, I don't really know what to do, then I feel that's just then up to me to keep helping my coachee to create deeper awareness. If they don't know what to do next, it's because they're still not quite aware of what they need to do, right? So we need to ask deeper questions, or like you said, we need to play around with perspectives, which is another great way to help our coachee to start discovering what they do need to do.
So what you're talking about now, when you're talking about awareness, Tom, is another set of questions, right? That's thinking questions. And again, we've just put tags on. We've put tags. Tom and I have put tags on these questions. They might be called something else. Different coaches may use different phrases. But thinking questions, from my understanding, Tom, well, from our understanding, is to help people simply think more, right? To become more self-aware about where they are, how they feel in relation to their goal, and to sort of gain more personal insight.
Yeah. Well, and if we bring it back to our ideas behind neuroscience and brain-based coaching, it's really allowing our coachee to find the different choices they have in order to think about their issues, so that they can take it to a more cognitive level where it's working their prefrontal cortex. So for example, we could ask them, well, how long have you been thinking about this? What are you thinking about right now? One thing I like to ask, if my coachee is quite like intent and has been quite quiet, I might just ask, so what's going on right now in your mind? What are you thinking about? I just like to try to get them to catch whatever it is, because they're kind of swirling around. They're trying to make connections. So maybe I can help them just by that little prompt to summarize in their mind, you know, what it is that's going on.
Yeah, because what you find as well is that when people are thinking internally, it can be quite confusing, or at least it is for me. And I find that when I speak it, when I say it out loud, and I sort of release those ideas verbally, it kind of helps me to put them into some kind of order or some kind of process. And this can be even further developed by when a good coach then uses something called reflective listening, where they reflect back what I've actually said so that I can listen to myself.
Yeah. You know, we talked a little bit about that in listening as a coach, being able to feed back to our coachee what we've been hearing in a very useful way.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's really powerful. And I think, again, it goes back to these benefits of coaching that we've often talked about, is that just allowing people that time to think is something, in a structured way, I might add. Think in a structured way where they're being listened to is really one of the most, it's a valuable part of coaching. It really is. It's that space. I mean, so many people I've coached, and I'm sure you have too, you know, they're running 24/7. And especially in a time like now, people, their minds are filled with so much uncertainty and anxiety and unknowing. And of course, I'm talking about right now with the COVID-19 situation on. And even in times like this, if you can just give yourself space to think, very often you can work out quite a lot of the challenges that you have and find solutions.
Right. And, you know, that relates back to so many other things we've been talking about so far. You know, we need to have that trust and intimacy. We need to have a clear coaching like agreement between what we're doing, so our coachee feels autonomous and certain about what we're doing. And I just wanted to say, just what when you were talking, that, you know, when I ask a lot of my students, what do you feel is the area you want to work on the most? And they usually say, I want to work on being able to ask powerful questions. And I said, yeah, that's great. I said, but in my understanding, a powerful question is just the best question at the right time that's going to create the most insight. And that question may be very simple. It may be, so what are you going to do next? And that could be the most powerful question. That could be the question that gets like a tidal wave of insight, you know? So it really...
I have to tell you, I have a situation years ago, and it was actually not far after I got certified as a coach myself, and I have to admit, Tom, I was coaching this person, and I was getting frustrated a little bit. I was losing because they were going around in circles and they were, I guess, avoiding the question. And all I was trying to do was try to help them find what their goal was. So I was asking a lot of goal-orientated questions. And I threw maybe five questions at them, and I got all sorts of answers, and it was all over the place. And I turned around and I said, "What do you want?" And that was it. That cracked it. And they're like, "Yeah, what do I want?" And then that just fired off, like, I don't know, just got them on track. So you're right. You know, powerful questions. It's not like you have to come up with this amazing list of complex questions. It can be really some of the simplest things that can really help people get a breakthrough. But it's timing, isn't it, Tom? It's timing.
It's timing, and it's listening. And just like you said, it's helping to clarify back what we're hearing from our coachee and building that relationship so they feel trust and they feel that they can be vulnerable. And then they're allowed to go as deep as they need to figure out, you know, what they need to figure out in order to move ahead. Anything else you'd like to clear up, Paul, for us?
Well, I think, you know, Tom, at this point, maybe we can just summarize, you know, what we've talked about today. So first of all, you know, as we said, you know, questioning is a powerful tool for a coach to use. And we need to be able to ask the right questions at the right time. And in order to be able to do that, we need to be connected and we need to be able to listen effectively. Today, we talked about three different types of questions. So the first one was vision questions. And these questions are really there to help, or they're designed to help our coachee get a real clear insight into what they want to achieve, both at a practical level and also an emotional level as well, because we want people to be inspired. They need to be inspired in order to be able to take action to move forward. Okay. Then we looked at planning questions. So once we have a clear goal in mind, once we know where we're going, we've got direction, then we start to help our coachee plan the way forward. And again, we do this by asking questions that helps them to brainstorm options and ideas. And at this point, we want to come up with as many ideas as they can. We don't judge those ideas. We just let it flow. And of course, later on, they can start to, you know, take down or cut down some of those options into practical actions to move forward. And then the last part we talked about was the thinking questions. And coaching is an important place, or is a great place, actually, for people just to think. And sometimes that's all people need to do. They just need to think about the current situation with a bit more structure and clarity and in a safe environment. Now, of course, there are a lot more different types of questions that you can ask. You know, Tom and I are only just spending 20 minutes talking about three types of questions that you can use as a coach. So I hope this has been really helpful today. On top of that, I'd just like to also share that, you know, if you are listening to this podcast, it's probably because you are a coach, or maybe, you know, you're looking or aspiring to become a coach. Tom and I both offer, we both offer executive coaching services, but we also provide certified coaching certification programs. So, you know, if you're interested to learn more about our online certification program that you can take anywhere, any place in the world, please feel free to contact us. But if you're not ready for that, that's no problem. We just want, you know, people to listen in and get some value from these podcasts that we're putting out. So please make sure you subscribe and continue to listen to our sessions. Listeners, thank you very much. Tom, anything else to wrap up?
No, I think you were able to summarize things very nicely, Paul. The main thing that I think is that, like you said, if you're interested in learning more about how to be a coach, or you have any questions at all regarding our podcast or anything that we bring up, please feel free to email me at director@coachtie.com. There's no obligation beyond that. I'm happy to answer any questions that you bring up, you know, with no strings attached, right? I just want to be a service to helping everyone to understand what coaching is, because I feel that there in the world there are a lot of misconceptions actually about what coaching is, and I think that's one thing Paul and I really want to do is to have this podcast as a means, a resource for everyone out there to be able to understand the power of coaching and hopefully to see and hear how much enthusiasm we have for coaching as well. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about that, Paul?
Yeah, totally. Something that's been, you know, great for my life and my advancement in both personal and professional, you know, areas. And I really, like you, I do have a passion for it. So I'm really happy to share and help in any way that I can as well. So yeah, please stay in touch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Great. Well, Paul, I think we've done it again.
We have, and we'll be back with our next podcast shortly. I'm not going to tell you what it is this time. I think, Tom, we will keep it secret and just see if anybody, you know, joins along.
Ooh, I like a little mystery in my life. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
See you on the other side.
See you on the other side, Tom. Bye for now.